Every year, thousands of adults who are transgender or non-binary get gender-affirming surgery, and the number has continued to increase in recent years. Yet there has been little research on the experience of trying to get this care, so researchers at Temple University looked into it. WHYY's Alan Yu has more on what they found.
The result of a gender-affirming surgery is important. But researchers at Temple University are also interested in the process for patients in the US to get this care. A few years ago, they formed a focus group of 18 transgender or non-binary adults who had gotten gender-affirming care. The group said that while they were happy with the outcome of the surgery, they were not happy with the process they had to go through to get it. The patients reported many barriers, like how much it cost, the paperwork they needed to prove to doctors and insurance providers that they definitely qualified for the surgery and wanted it, and surgeons who were not empathetic to them. Nicole Strand is a bioethics and health justice researcher at Temple.
They felt that they were stripped of choices and opportunities. They felt that so much of the process was out of their control. They felt a lot of fear, they felt a lot of frustration, and they really didn't feel empowered.
She says this is more difficult for this particular type of surgery because a lot of times the patients do not have many providers to choose from. She says she hopes research can lead surgeons who provide this kind of care to think about how they can make it a better experience for their patients. Alan Yu, WHYY News.